This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Football Friday on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
I'm so excited, I don't even know where to start this morning. Honestly, I mean, there's so many things on the table here on the first Buffalo Football Friday of the NFL season and the Buffalo Bills season here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you, and of course, brought to you by, thank you very much, Buffalo Football Friday, Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. We are ready. Are you ready? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're like, I don't know. I'm not really ready for this. I don't know. Last night, when the Eagles and Cowboys game kind of came on the screen and NBC and you're ready to rock and roll, and we realize it's not preseason, it's a regular season game, it just suddenly hit me. I'm like, I am so ready for this. Like, thank you. Football is here. Regular season football. And I even tweeted out like a GIF. I say GIF because I hate saying GIF or GIF. I just do
it's
it.
It's GIF.
I know, but I always say GIF. I don't know why. There's three ways now. GIF, GIF, and GIF. I do the GIF. It's GIF. I tweeted out a GIF of Toy Story. Where he's, and I miss you so much, right? And that's what it was for me. I missed you so much. And it keeps rocking and rolling tonight. We got Chargers, Chiefs tonight in Brazil. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first and foremost, it is Ravens at Bills. And it is the 2025 season. And we're going to talk with head coach Sean McDermott of the Bills at some point this show, probably about an hour from now. Could be a little less, could be a little more, right around there. So keep your head in a swivel. As I always say, you never know when the head coach of the Bills calls because his schedule changes a little bit in the morning with other production meetings he has and TV stuff and radio stuff. So just be ready for Sean McDermott at some point today. And then our weekly visit with Patrick Hammer at 11:30 a.m. to get you ready for game day weather, game night weather. It's going to be a little chilly. And I say that like not chilly for November, chilly for now, right? For September, looking probably low 50s, I think, but I'll let Pat give you all the details on that. The first half hour of the show, I want to dedicate to what I normally do every year. Your calls predicting the season. I did this last year and I saved all of your predictions. When you called, I wrote down your name, you know, like Mike from Cheektowaga, he says, and yeah, I want record and how the season ends, meaning Bills miss the playoffs. Bills lose in the divisional round. Bills lose in the AFC Championship. Lose the Super Bowl. Win the Super Bowl, right? Like, that's what I want. And a lot of you were so high and optimistic on them with how many wins they'd have last year. And I'm like, man, that's just really lofty. And then a lot of you were right, because they had a fantastic year last year. And of course, it didn't wind up where we ultimately want it to wind up. And they did lose in the AFC Championship game. But last year, the Bills won 13 games. That was a little more than I thought. I had them like 11 or 12. 13's tough to do, man. It's tough to win 13 games in this league. I mean, they would have won 14 if they didn't, you know, go to New England in week 18 with nothing on the line. They would have won 14 games. But they won 13, one of the best regular seasons ever in franchise history. They've had really great seasons before. So, I want your number. I want your calls, I should say, at 803-0550. Or, we could do that. I don't even want to give the toll-free number. We used to have this toll-free number we'd give out a lot, but I don't do it as much anymore. So, just call 803-0550. 716-803-0550. And we'll get you on the air. I'm going to write down your name, your record prediction, and how the season ends. And as I was saying, last year, a lot of you called up and said 13 wins, 14 wins, and I thought you were like, wow, that's really lofty. And then, you know, from there, though, if anybody tells me, hey, they'll lose in one of the early rounds, well, I could totally understand that. It could be that's a legitimate prediction. If anybody says they're going to make the Super Bowl, no doubt. Anybody says they're going to win the Super Bowl, I could totally see that as well. I just think everything could be on the table here. It's the final season at Highmark Stadium. We could talk about that as well, and we will. We'll have a lot more on that. I'm actually, one of the things I'm going to do this year, and you can, if you're following me on Twitter, you'll see this, at Sal Sports. You should be following me, and I'll post a video a little bit later. But one of the things I'm going to do this year, every week that the Bills play a home game, I'm going to post a video of a memory of the Bills playing that team inside the stadium. Generally, with me being on the sidelines, but it doesn't have to be. It could be something from when I was younger, but generally, hey, as a sideline reporter, as a guy who's seen a lot of football in every team in that stadium, I think at this point, I've seen every team inside Highmark Stadium as the Radio Network sideline reporter. Not just like going back and being a kid and being a fan growing up. I mean, like since my time, it's my 12th year now, I think I've seen every team in a regular season game. Tampa was one of the last ones. They've been there. Atlanta's been there. Seattle was one. And then the Rams. So I've seen every team. And I'm going to post a video a little bit later at Sal Sports. Check it out. Where I will be giving a memory or two of a game or moment played against that particular opponent at Highmark Stadium. And if you want, you can call up with your memories too, because this is the final home opener ever at this stadium. So we got so much on the table today. We'll be talking with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We're going to get our first injury update of the season. Sometimes he rules players out right now, today. Sometimes he doesn't. So we don't know if that will happen necessarily, but we will get a sense of, at the very least, who's practicing today and where things are trending. So make sure you're listening for that. 803-0550 is the number to call. Time for your Buffalo Bills 2025 season predictions. And what I do is I write them down. I saved. Last year I saved it. I had that on a piece of paper right here in this notebook. I have a spiral notebook, one of those old school spirals. I got to rip it out. It's got all those little thingies, the little hangers on there. You got to rip all the little piece of paper out of there. I got that. And if you are right at the end of the season, in fact, last year, I think it wasn't even just people being completely right. I gave a lot of props at the end of the year to a lot of people who had a very good prediction that was pretty close. And if you're exactly right, I don't know, I'll give you something. To give you some time on the air to tell us how great of a soothsayer you are. Let's start it off with Tom in Buffalo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shale. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say like 12-5 in Super Bowl appearance.
Okay. Do you want to? Do Tom doesn't want to get into if they win or lose a Super Bowl. Super Bowl appearance. I'm going to write that. So that way, he can say if they win or lose, he can say he was right. Let's go to David in Tonawanda. Hi, David.
How you doing, Sal? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Once again, same as this other gentleman, I'm thinking 12-5. Going into this first game against Baltimore, I honestly think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a back and forth scoring game. But with the teams that we have this year that we do have to face against, and their rosters are looking pretty good and pretty decent, and these top teams that are coming out, I got a good feeling with there's going to be a chance at 12-5. We're definitely going to end up being playoff Super Bowl. I can't see it even with it. But if we make it, I'll be happy that we made it. Definitely with us going into a new stadium. But I'm sticking with 12-5.
You got it, David. Thanks a lot. Put you down for playoff loss. That's what I'll put you down for. He says I'm not feeling like they can necessarily get to the Super Bowl, but if they do, it'd be great. Patrick's in Buffalo. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Sal. Longtime listener, first time caller. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I have a little bit more realistic take on this. Bills go undefeated this year since the NFL is scripted. Win the Super Bowl, walk into that brand new stadium.
I love it. NFL is scripted, man. NFL is scripted, guy. You know, at least if you're going to script it, you gave him a Hollywood ending. I'll say that, right? I mean, the signs, the stars are aligned, as they say. Josh Allen getting engaged to a Hollywood actress, winning league MVP. Final year inside this stadium. The Bills could exorcise all the demons that ever went along with it by going out with a final victory in the final game. It's the AFC Championship game. And then the Super Bowl is played. Da-da-da-da! Hollywood. In San Francisco, near Josh's hometown. Northern California. I mean, come on. That is the Hollywood script. So thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you. And your prediction. Let's get to Sam in West Seneca, who's got one. What's up, Sam?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go 13-4, switch it up a little bit here. I think these beginning games matter so much. So I guess my prediction is we drop this first game to the Ravens, maybe not as prepared as them in week one. And then when it comes to hopefully winning out the rest of our home games and getting that one seed for home advantage, I think we take it all in the playoffs and see my first Super Bowl appearance in my lifetime. It's my prediction.
You got it, man. Thank you. You know, I have said, I'll give you a little prediction. I've said this, I'm on record as saying it, and I'll give it to you. I do think the Bills get the one seed this year, and this is the one thing they haven't done. And in this iteration of the Bills, since they become division champs 5 years in a row, the one thing they haven't done is had the one seed. I think this is the year they get the one seed. And the reason I say it is, the schedule, to me, is conducive for that. And, by the way, did he say appearance or chance? He said appearance. I'm just going to put that. But he said they might win. I don't remember, but he did say Super Bowl appearance. But I think the schedule is conducive for that. Meaning, the Bills' schedule sets up nicely for them to be able to be in that position. I mean, they don't have... Yes, of course division games are always tough. And the Jets expect to be better. I don't expect them to be at the level of the Bills, of course. The Dolphins are going to be tough on offense to stop, but there's a lot of questions about the Dolphins. The Patriots are certainly going to be better. I think the Patriots could be the second best team in the division by the end of the year. But when you look at the division compared to other divisions and what the Chiefs have for six games, what the Ravens have for six games, things like that, I think that the Bills have a really good look at the one seed. Most of their toughest games, as we don't know how these teams play out, but the most of their toughest games would be at home. On the road, they have a schedule that I think is really set up for them to have a good road record. And then the biggest thing, too, might be travel. Like, the Bills have the second least miles ever, or second least miles in the league this year to travel. Every game except for one is in their Eastern time zone. And the only one that's not is in Houston. That's in the Central time zone in a night game. So... yeah, I think it sets up that's my prediction for them. Let's go to Mike in Denver, who's got one for us. What's up, Mike?
Yes. I'd like to say I believe the Bills record will be 11-6. And I guess I'm saying that mostly just for the mere fact that I think it's Brandon Bean's inability to find any consistency on the defensive line and in the corner position. We've had moving people in and out of this roster on that defensive line for as long as I can remember, and their inability to find corners that have been with this team for a long period of time. There's no consistency in either one of those positions, and I believe the Bills will probably lose in the first round. As much as it pains me to say that, I can't see any consistency on this defense.
Yeah, I mean, it would be still be, I mean, you say that they haven't had that, but yet that would still be the worst record they've had just with having what you say. You know what I mean? I guess if that's a weird way of saying it. I get it. Like, yeah, I mean, there's some concerns there that you rightfully could have. But what I'm trying to say is you have these concerns. I'm assuming you would have them over the last several years, but yet they still have won more than 11 games over that time.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just that sooner or later, the sure. inconsistency on the defense is it's going to catch up to them, and I believe this year the inability to get rid of all these moving parts, especially on the defensive line, sooner or later it's going to catch. You can only ask Josh Allen to win so many games for you over a period of time, and that's just kind of how I feel at this point.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. I mean, consistency on the D-line, they have definitely had a lot of moving parts, no doubt, and now they bring in Joey Bosa. I would say I think the D-line is better now, though, than it has been. I think with the additions, and I'm basing this basically on what I've seen from the rookies, Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, but I mean, I don't know if that's going to translate to the regular season. You hope it does. They definitely have some questions on D-line. They definitely have some questions in the secondary, especially going into week one. We'll get with Sean McDermott around 11 o'clock to find out if Tre'Davious White is going to practice today or maybe even play or not on Sunday. Mary in Buffalo. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Go Bills. And, yeah, I predict a 17-0 perfect season.
Okay.
And I see the Lombardi Trophy here in Buffalo.
Okay, well, you're on record, Mary, and I speak for many, many, many Bills fans. I'm comfortable saying this when I say they hope you are right, and they would love for you to be right. Billy in Tennessee. What's up, Billy?
Yo, what up, Sal? I'm here to tell you. If the Bills beat the Ravens on Sunday night, they will go 17-0, go to the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl, and bring the Lombardi to Buffalo. But if they lose to the Ravens on Sunday night, they will go 16-1, go to the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl, and bring the Lombardi back to Buffalo.
All right, this is the one game that you'll swing. Everything else they're winning no matter what is what you're saying.
You got it, Sal. You got it.
Thanks, Billy. I love you guys. That's great. You guys make me happy on a Friday. I mean, come on. What's there not to be happy about? It's football season. Let's go to Curtis in Niagara Falls. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's up, Sal? How you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Well, last year, I put down 13-4. I was right.
Yeah, you were. You were. You were one of the guys that had it right. You're right.
The ending really sucked. So, yeah. This year, 12-5 because they're going to rest everybody because we get the one seed.
Okay.
And I'll meet you at the Tim Hortons in Delaware. And I got your coffee. I got you, Sal.
All right.
I got you. Yeah, so you know what that means. We're taking it.
Okay.
And can you do me a favor, Sal?
Yeah,
you
what?
Know how you always do your Christmas poem?
My Christmas poem, yeah.
Can you do one for the final game at the stadium?
For a final game at the stadium? You mean when it comes time or now or when?
Yeah, no, like you always do at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's a great idea, Curtis.
Man.
Thank you.
I enjoy those.
Thank you, Curtis. I know that's a good idea. Maybe I can do a, 'twas the night before the final game at Highmark Stadium, right? Like that, you mean?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and talk about the memories of Highmark.
Right.
Okay, all right. I love it. Thanks, Curtis. It's a good idea. Thanks. A little creativity there. I can do that. He's got Super Bowl champs, and he's got my coffee, by the way. He's going to be buying me some coffee at Tim Hortons. And we're going to be, yeah, there you go. He's like, I'll meet you. Does Curtis know where I live? He said Timmy's on Delaware. I'm not far from there. But then again, you could pick anywhere and you'd be pretty close to one of those, right? Nancy in Orchard Park, what's up?
Hi, Sal. I'm going 15-2, and we're definitely winning the Super Bowl this year. We have to.
We have to. I hear that part of it, right? What makes you the most confident about definitely winning?
Well, so I had season tickets back in the Super Bowl days, and I have them again now with my kids, which is fabulous.
Love it.
But I just have this vibe that I had back then, and I just got a feeling this is the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy. I appreciate your phone call. The lowest prediction so far has been 11-6 by Mike in Denver. He says first round loss. And we've had 2 17-0 Super Bowl champ predictions. What does Bob in Virginia have to say? Hi, Bob.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. Driving up from Virginia, bringing my 10-year-old son to his first game. We got an RV going up Saturday morning. So creating some memories for the kids.
Love it.
A lot of delusion this morning with the 17-0s. I gotta go 10-7, Sal, with a loss in Baltimore in the divisional round. The defense, the corners, and the D-line scare me a little bit, so.
Okay, all right. Is that good enough to win the division, you think, 10-7, or do they not win the division?
I think they win the division, and they get through the wild card and go to Baltimore and end it there, unfortunately. But
all right, Bob.
I'm not feeling the defensive vibes right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of concerns there. We'll see what happens on Sunday night, Bob. Very big test against the Baltimore Ravens, no doubt about that. All right, we got our lowest pick now. We haven't had anybody say no playoffs yet. We haven't had anybody say no divisional championship yet. Even Bob, who says, yeah, 10-7, just good enough to win the division. I would think at that point you'd probably win on a tiebreaker. Maybe a team is 9-8 who is in second place, what I said earlier about the AFC East. Tony in Ontario, north of the border. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
I'm good.
It's great to hear you up in Ontario. You're a godsend. You give us all our Buffalo news, so I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
Buffalo's going to go. They're going to go 12-5 this year. They are going to go right through to the Super Bowl. It's going to be tough. We're going to win games by 3 or 4 points to get there, but we will be finally the Super Bowl champions this year.
Okay, and that would be a great way to obviously open up new Highmark Stadium. Thank you, Tony. Be careful driving out there north of the border in Ontario, and I appreciate the kind words. Let's go to CJ in Buffalo. What's up, CJ?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Hey,
good,
I don't really – you got to start challenging people on these losses. Like, hey,
why?
You got to name your losses.
No. I'd be here all day. I don't want to do that. I have a million calls to get through.
I got you. So, real quick, I got the Bills going to the Super Bowl, and it's not through the Chiefs. I believe if we get the one seed, it forces the Ravens and the Chiefs to, you know, duel it out, and then best person comes to us.
Okay, what's the record?
Also, the record, I got 13-4.
Okay.
And that's only because of Joe Brady's offense. How safe he plays is not a lot of risk taking. Yes, people talk about the defense, and I don't know how Baltimore scares people, because how often do you see Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano play together? Linebackers are huge in this game. Not to mention, you mentioned Bosa, and we have Russo. I think the Bills are in a great spot, and later in the season, we're getting a bunch of guys back, including our first-round pick. So I'm not panicking right now. Yes, it's week one. Yes, anything can happen, but I got true belief in our MVP.
And do you have them winning the Super Bowl and going there and winning, or no?
Yes, after seeing the Eagles, I thought the Eagles were the best team in NFC. I don't see that them corners being too great, personally. And if you can let Dak do that, can you imagine what Josh Allen would do?
Well, I mean, they are a really good team, but last night the Dallas Cowboys did put up a very nice fight. Week one is always weird. I think the first 4 weeks of the season, CJ, usually is like a feeling out for your own team, and you can't really know what's going to happen, and then you kind of know who you are and who everybody else is after about week four. So you never know what's going to happen week one, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Agreed. Yep.
You got it. Thank you. Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Sal. What's going on? Thanks for always being my eyes, and I just want to wish you luck with the team this year and safe travels. And I predict, we'll go 14-3. We are Super Bowl bound. And one of the things is, Terrell Bernard changed his number to 8, which is a great number. And this is the 8th season that Josh Allen is playing in. So I believe 8 is a great thing for change, and it's time for a change. And I also predict that possibly, which is my bucket list, that I will be predicting that I will be at one of the games this year. Never been to Buffalo for a home game It's my dream, and I predict that I will be there this year, hopefully.
Well, make sure, and I'm sure you'll do this anyway, but make sure you call us here to let us know when you're coming up, okay?
That would be awesome, because I always think about, I'm not interested in meeting any of the players. I want to meet the boys from WGR 550.
Well, we'd love to meet you too, Rob, because you've been a loyal listener and caller for many years, and we know that, as you always say, we are your eyes of the game here, and how you have to kind of vision the game yourself. So thank you very much for that, and hope to see you at a game this year.
Yes, thank you for your enthusiasm, as always.
Yeah, you
love
got
you
it.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's go to Bill in Buffalo. What do you got for me, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? I think we're going to go 13-4, but my issue is this season should be a referendum on Sean McDermott. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl, and I feel like the fans, I know how excited they are, but I feel like it's Lucy is teeing up the ball for Charlie Brown to kick it again. Marv Levy was a good coach. He was not as good as the guys we came up against. I don't think Sean has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. We have an all-time quarterback. We have a generational general manager in Brandon Bean since Bill Polian. But I'm sorry, when you get to the big games, the coaching is the weak link for this team. And if it doesn't happen this year, I wish they would make adjustments. It's the weak link.
What do you have? You don't have to keep apologizing. It's an opinion. Everybody's entitled to one. Buffalo 13-4. I'm sorry, Bill in Buffalo 13-4. And okay, 13 wins. That's a lot. How does the season end?
AFC Championship. I hope we get to the. I hope we get to the dance. But that you're running into elite coaches at that point.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate your phone call.
All right.
803-0550. We'll take a few more predictions along the way. So I said we're going to do the first half hour. We'll extend it because we're having some fun here. So can't take too many more because we have to get to Sean McDermott at the top of the hour. Got to prep for that. We got some other items to get to as well. Pat Hammer at 1130. But, boy, that was a great first segment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 callers that first segment. Great job, Josh. I mean, I put you to work over there. I said to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Gosh, behind the glass, I'm like, buddy, you're going to have to answer a bunch of calls today because we're going to be taking predictions and people are calling. So thank you very much for the call. Stay on hold if you're there. We'll get to your predictions for the Buffalo Bills 2025 season. And, of course, a lot more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Cannot wait to get to the phone lines because you got much more to get to with predictions here. And people still calling in, so let's do it. Jeremy in Chicago. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Sal, how are you? Let's go 14-3, Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl.
Okay. Love it, Jeremy. Thanks a lot. Stay good. Stay good out there in Chicago. Loved our visit to Chicago. Let me just write his name down. Jeremy in Chicago. I want to make sure I don't screw that up. Loved my visit to Chicago. Bills played a preseason game there a few weeks ago. Got to go to Wrigley Field. Very, very great, great summer city. And by the way, a team, Chicago Bears, that has a lot of high expectations this year. And so do the Buffalo Bills and so do the Baltimore Ravens. They're getting after it on Sunday night. We're going to have all the coverage right here for you on WGR Sports Radio 550 throughout the day, of course, and into the night. And the game call starting at 8:20 p.m. Right now, though, it's a Buffalo Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We are getting you connected right now with us because we're getting connected with you, the fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. David in East Amherst. Hi, David. What do you got for me?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good.
Just want to say also I'm a huge arrow up, arrow down fan. I wait for that every week. I do one for my beer league softball team. Second of all, I'm going to say 14-3. Obviously division title, but I'm going to go on a limb here and say Super Bowl, it all depends on who's doing the halftime show, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I will ask you, do you actually give like arrows up and down for who performed well and not in your actual game and on your team? Is that what you do?
Yes. Yep.
I love that. All right. Well, do your buddies get mad at you when you give them arrow down? How does it go?
Sometimes, but you know, it has to be done for improvement. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate you still reading. I appreciate you reading it and getting inspiration for my arrow up, arrow down. Thank you very much, David. He said Super Bowl champs, but depends on the halftime show. I don't know. I mean, I actually didn't want to know because I have no idea where that was going to go, but that's okay. Let's go to Vince in North Buffalo. Hi, Vince.
Sal, I want to predict 13-4. We get to the Super Bowl, but lose. I love Sean, but I have deep concerns about his last-minute time management.
If the Bills got to a Super Bowl but lost, and it was a close game, and you know, obviously there would be if people would be upset at Sean McDermott, no doubt if that was the case. But how would it change the way people view him if they just got there because he hasn't been there yet and finally able to get to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen? I mean, it's hard to do, right? So I'm interested to see if that were to happen, how the discourse around him would be. You know what I mean, Vince?
Yes, I do. The only thing is, I keep thinking back to 13 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and. You know, that was a key, obviously a key game and a key moment, and it just was not handled properly.
Who are they going to lose to if you say that? Do you have a prediction on that?
I will say that they will lose to the Giants.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's an incredible prediction. That is the wildest prediction we've had so far, that the New York Giants will win the NFC. Heck, with all these Bills 17-0 predictions people have given me, the wildest prediction, what's more likely? The Bills go 17-0 or the Giants make the Super Bowl? Josh, what do you think? What's more likely?
I don't know. Jackson Dart would have to have one heck of a season for the Giants to win the NFC.
What is more likely? The Bills going 17-0 or the New York Giants winning the NFC?
You know what? Why not? Let's go with the Giants. Jackson Dart's going to come in hot.
17-0 is tough. You get to the end of the year, you're resting guys. I don't know.
Right? Let's go with the Giants.
All right.
Just for fun.
That's pretty funny. Jimmy in Kansas City. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, not much. Thanks for taking my call. And before we get going, I just want to let you, it was a pleasure meeting you in Houston last year. So really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and my daughter. So
you got
thank
it,
you
man.
For that.
Yeah.
And then my prediction, this is strictly for Hollywood finish. All right, 13-4, we go to the Super Bowl, but Josh gets hurt and Mitch wins the Super Bowl to get his Hollywood ending.
Wow. Well, I've never obviously wished that anything would happen to Josh Allen, but I mean, but we have seen, you know, it's so funny, right? If you go back years, even the team they're playing this week, do you remember the year? I don't know how. I'm assuming, Jimmy, you're old enough to remember this, but do you remember when the Ravens won it? The year that Trent Dilfer won it, because he wasn't even supposed to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, was it Tony Banks?
Tony Banks. Yeah, and the year before that was the Rams when Warner had to come in, right? And
Trent
Green was the starter. There was a run of a bunch of times where a backup quarterback won a Super Bowl. Now, that was a whole season in most of those cases, right?
Right.
Where that guy came in and did that. And then, of course, you have Nick Foles. Nick Foles did that in Philadelphia, which was
Mitch
was incredible.
Be the new Frank Reich.
You know,
coming in and getting that, becoming a legend.
Well, I hope that the game part of it is right for Bills fans out there, Jimmy, but not necessarily the other part that you say. But I still understand and feel you there with the Hollywood ending. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
How you doing, Sal? Yeah, listen, this is our year. I know I say it every year, but this has got to be our year. I think we win it, and I think we it's going to sound because they signed the Dallas player that I like Green Bay, but I've been on Green Bay well before they signed him. Mm-hmm. I just think their quarterback takes a step forward. I'm a firm believer in giving a quarterback 2 or 3 years to to sit on the sidelines and watch before you put him in the game. But I think we play Green Bay. I think we win it, and I think there's a big party in Buffalo this year.
What's the overall regular season record for the Bills?
I don't even really think it matters. I'm going to say what everybody else was saying. We'll lose a couple of tough games to good teams, and we'll lose one where we shouldn't lose. So I'll say we lose maybe five games.
You
but Sal, can I say something on that spitting issue? I know you're taking things, but can I say it just quickly?
Sure.
Sal, very quickly, two things in sports that I think that – You don't start with just, a first-time offense. I think things are so outrageous that it should be – I think this suspension should be 8 games, not 1 game for spitting on somebody to never happen again. And in the NBA, when guys go by you and they wind up smacking you in the junk, those are two penalties I think should be a lot more than just a slap on the wrist. Thanks, Sal.
Billy, coming in with some predictions. And takes. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I've seen the league and the teams that you met that you just mentioned about backup quarterbacks. I'm not saying Josh is going to get hurt, but it's not about how we finished or start the season or the overall record. We've been good. It's about how we finish. So I'm going to predict 11-6. Defense starts to turn it up a gear the third quarter of the season and propels us into the Super Bowl. Josh finally gets the defense to match the offense, and we beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's great because I live in near Philadelphia.
And they would beat hometown man Nick Sirianni here from Western New York, right? Jamestown native Nick Sirianni. That would be if they go back and the Eagles go back looking for a repeat. A Bills-Eagles Super Bowl, I mean, this was the talk the last couple years, and it would just be crazy with the two fan bases. We know what they're both like, right? Mike is in Phoenix. Let's go, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sal. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, so I want to predict that we're going to go 13-4, get the number one seed. I really do believe that this is the year we get the number one seed because of our division. And I think Baltimore and KC are going to – I think they're going to easily win their divisions, but they're going to lose enough games that we'll get that number one seed because of the other teams they're facing in the West and the – AFC North, but I do think we're going to get that one seed finally, get to the Super Bowl, and face the Green Bay Packers.
You got a prediction on the result of that game, or you don't want to say it?
Oh, we're going to win, man. we're going to the Super Bowl, man. I predict that we're winning.
You got it. You got it. Thank you very much. I want to make sure, Mike, I got you on record. We'll do one more. Gary in New Hampshire. Hi, Gary. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
Hi, Sal. I'm a first-time caller. I've been a Bills fan since 67.
All right.
I've gone through all these coaches, Jim Ringo and Kay Stevenson and Rex Ryan and all that. So my prediction is this. I think you're going to have a show in February where all the people who have dissed on Sean McDermott get to call and explain why they're sorry, because we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to finish 13-4, but we're not going to win the President's Trophy or whatever you call it. We're going to finish second. Yet, we're still going to have that AFC championship game in Buffalo because Baltimore's going to get upset. That's my prediction.
All right. That's a pretty detailed – that's a detailed prediction.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. You know, I mean, 13-4, not the one seed, but they still host because the one seed loses.
That's right. I think Kansas City is going to finish fourth and beat Baltimore and then come to Buffalo and get stomped. And then we're going to go to the Super Bowl and, of course, beat Philadelphia because they just annoyed me last night. So let's beat Philadelphia.
Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling and listening and everybody else who did. And that's a great way to end it. We're going to stop taking calls on predictions here because we got a lot more to get to today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And we'll keep the phone line open in case Sean McDermott's early. That's number one. I'm expecting him around 11, but you never know when he could come aboard a little bit earlier. 22 calls. Josh, great job. Thank you. 22 calls we just took. And let's see. Let's run through them here. How many Super Bowl champs do we have? One. Hold on. We had a whole bunch. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 out of the 22. The seven that weren't. A Super Bowl loss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Playoff loss, that's all it said. A Super Bowl loss, a first round loss, lost to Baltimore in the divisional round, and a Super Bowl loss. So actually six. So I guess maybe, so I messed up my math somewhere, but there you go. Yeah. We went everywhere. The lowest record prediction was Bob in Virginia at 10-7, losing to Baltimore in the divisional round. This game might factor into how that plays out if the two teams do wind up meeting in January. But it doesn't have to, right? Remember what happened last year, folks. The Bills go to Baltimore and just get really run over from the first play of the game by the Ravens. At the end of the year, the Bills were still hosting the Ravens in the playoffs. It's a long season. Teams change. Anything can happen. You can't take one game and define that as your season. And I think fans do that a little too often now because we live in such a react now society, right? I get it. And you, oh my God, the defense this, the offense that. I mean, the offense last year was the highest scoring offense in team history, breaking records, second highest in the NFL last year. There were times it wasn't the greatest, but overall it was unbelievable. Great. The defense, of course, had their struggles a lot last year. There were times they played pretty well, and they took the ball away a lot last year. They also had real struggles on third down, and that was a very big issue for them. But no matter what happens on Sunday night, let's remember, it's a long season. No matter what happened, and either way, by the way, if the Bills go out there and just crush the Ravens, it doesn't mean suddenly they're automatically in the Super Bowl. It just doesn't work that way. The Bills beat the Chiefs last year again in the regular season, and they still had to go to Kansas City in the playoffs. The Jets beat the Bills week one, 2 years ago. The Bills still won the division. The Jets were still out of the playoffs. Jets have the longest active NFL playoff drought, by the way. It's a little bit longer than the Sabres by a few months. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up the hour, then get to Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Did you watch the game last night? I watched a half. I fell asleep. I woke up, and they were, like, running back on the field after a delay. And I'm like, oh, must have been a weather delay. I did not see it. I had no idea. Did that happen right after halftime? When did it happen?
I don't know. I only watched the first quarter because I was just like, I'm tired. You know, 4 a.m. comes really early when you have night games. So Sunday should be fun. But, yeah, no, I only got to the first half of the game. And then I woke up this morning, and I look, and there's not, like, the usual, you know, ESPN notification of, like, hey, here's this final score. I'm getting all these notifications about, like, oh, rain delay. Oh, the game took forever. And it's like, what? Like, and then I'm going through Twitter and seeing everybody saying, like, why are we still up? Why is this happening? Play the game. Like, you know, everyone always gets mad when it gets late. But interesting start to the game, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that there's been so much discourse on this today. And now seeing the different I didn't know that Dak had spit first, but he spit on the ground, and everybody's having a big debate about this, and people are going at it on social media about the fact that he spit first, but he spit on the ground and someone else spit on a person. And I, you know what, I'm gonna keep it right here today. We could talk about that, but right now I'm focused on the Bills and the Ravens and Sunday night and week one and what's happening on Sunday, but mostly Bills, Ravens, and what this game means. And we're also going to run through the NFL schedule, so we'll do that either before or after we hear from Sean McDermott coming up very, very soon, because we do have week one to get to this week, and I have some, you know, thoughts on a lot of these games are going to be taking place, including tonight. We got Chiefs, Chargers tonight in São Paulo, Brazil. São Paulo, Brazil. I always say San. It's São Paulo, Brazil. S-A-O, right? That's how you do it. São Paulo, Brazil. And I just want to say, like, anytime the Chiefs lose, obviously, is a good thing. But especially after they last year just seemed to squeak so many games out, like, you can't let them off the hook. They all matter here. And tonight's game will matter. And it would really matter to the Chargers, a team that's really been looking to climb back in and be a factor in the AFC West. Maybe they can. We'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. So what is going on with Christian McCaffrey? Is he left practice yesterday with a calf injury? Like, remember last year, like the morning of the first game, we hear that he's not going to play or something, that he's out for like 2 months. He was limited at practice with a calf injury. And I think the reason why he was limited, he left practice. Now we don't know if he's going to play or not. And some of you are like, oh my God, fantasy running back. I'm in like four or five fantasy leagues. And I know that sounds like a lot. Leagues I picked up over the years. I've been in a couple with friends. I'm in like Jeremy's Guillotine League. Anyway, I have him in one. And I'm like, okay, I did not like know anything about this until I saw it yesterday, like a lot of you. And now I'm kind of evaluating. But I know that he was supposed to be a player that a lot of people felt would have a really, really great bounce back year. So, yeah.
I just read this from Tom Pelissero on McCaffrey. I will say, quote, this is a direct quote from him from a video. I will say this cautiously. I don't get the sense that based on the conversations I've heard that there are alarm bells going off about Christian McCaffrey at this point.
Okay.
So it sounds like there's something, but not major.
That something could still cost him week one. You never know, right?
Right, exactly.
Sure, yeah, but maybe not like last year.
Yeah, right. So it sounds like it's something, but not a big thing.
Well, we'll see if he winds up playing. And who do the Niners have? They have the Seahawks on the road. That is a 4:05 p.m. We'll get to all the games a little bit later. This is the final home opener for the Buffalo Bills inside Highmark Stadium. I did some research this morning, and the Bills have only played the Baltimore Ravens, because, folks, when you could say, no, they played the Browns. The Browns moved to Baltimore. What the league did was they said, we're going to treat the Ravens like an expansion team, because we're going to give Cleveland their team back and they're going to assume the old history of the Browns. So even though some people literally played for the Browns in Cleveland and the Ravens in Baltimore as one team, it counted as a new team when they left in 96. So the Ravens became a new team. So all of their history is completely new. So if you look back, they only played three games against the Bills outside of the playoffs, regular season games. That's it. They played two playoff games here, as we know, 2020 and then last year, and three regular season games. 2019, Lamar's only regular season appearance inside the stadium. 2013, Bills win. That's the Legend of Kiko Alonso game. And then 2007, which I forget a lot about and don't really remember much of, Bills win that game 19-14. This will be only the fourth time the Ravens, as they are now, will ever play inside Highmark Stadium in the regular season. If you missed Andy Major this morning, make sure you check him out on demand, WGR550.com, Bills VP of Operations and Guest Experiences. He talked with Jeremy and Joe a bunch about new protocols, traffic, parking, all that kind of stuff that's really important if you're going to any game this year, not just on Sunday. Sean McDermott on the way after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.